Governor Cuomo has something called his energy highway. We are anticipating a large turnout, and we would love for as many people to come as possible.
So large a turnout that you had to change the venue, apparently, for this meeting.
This group was formed around the start of the year, end of last year, called the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition.
That if you're going to do all of that, the first thing that you need to do is demonstrate to us that it's actually necessary, that there really is no need.
This is Community Power, a monthly series of reports on the governor's energy highway, the popular resistance that it inspired, and the Cultural Resources Survey of Livingston.
Start at the bottom and you pick them from the ground, and you pick that tree clean all the way around. Then you set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
Hi, I'm Tom Masterson, and I'm speaking today with Neil Larson of Larson Fisher Associates, a historic preservation and planning firm in Woodstock, about the Community Resource Survey of Livingston. So, Neil, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Larson Fisher Associates.
Well, as you mentioned, we're a historic preservation planning firm. We work with state and local governments and organizations, private property owners to advise about historic preservation planning. We do things such as historic resource surveys, as we're doing in Livingston, as well as more intensive level documentation of historic buildings, as well as preparing National Register nominations, both here in New York and Massachusetts, which is our other main area of work.
Gotcha. So you've been involved with a lot of the historic resource surveys before?
Yes. I've been involved in preservation work here in the Hudson Valley for the past 35 years, so I go quite a ways back. My firm has been doing this work for the past 15 or so years on a freelance basis. So we generally do about one of these surveys a year in communities around the immediate region here in the Hudson Valley, in Dutchess County, Ulster County, Columbia County. A number of them are funded by the Preservation League of New York State, which is funding this project as well.
So just to remind our listeners a little bit about what exactly is a historic resource survey and what it's used for.
Well, what we're doing is the kind of most fundamental level of a historic resource survey. We call it a reconnaissance. It's a townwide survey. We essentially are looking at everything in the town, identifying historic resources, buildings, landscapes, farmsteads, any kind of historic feature, and recording and classifying them so that there is a base level of information for the town and the community to use. A lot of people that have grown up in these towns think, you know, that this history is well known, or these buildings are well understood. A lot of people that are residents have an intuitive sense of what's there. What we try to do is to get it into a kind of systematic organization so that this information can be applied. We also tend to identify a lot of properties that are overlooked and deal with critical areas such as farms and landscapes, things that people are really interested in preserving now, these, you know, the aspects of the rural environment.
Exactly. So you say that people are usually surprised by the results? There's more there than they think?
People are usually surprised about the number, the extent to which we come up with things. I mean, we've just completed our field work in Livingston, which is essentially to drive around to go property by property with a tax map and a tax list in hand, and record what we see get it into a table. And we've we've collected information on over 500 properties in the town of Livingston. So that's the kind of number that surprises people. I mean, not all of these buildings are, you know, National Register worthy, but what's most important is that these are features that give the town its history, its definition, and things that need to be recognized.
Does the process involve prioritizing or evaluating, you know?
Yeah, the first step is to kind of collect the data, so to speak, to get everything, to get a look at everything. And then we come at it from another angle to provide some analysis of what the resources are and, you know, what historical periods or themes are associated with, and begin to prioritize them in terms of their significance. As part of this project, we develop a historical overview for the town, identify these key themes and contexts, be it agriculture or industry or early buildings that are associated with, you know, the old days, the manor days, and such, and bring it up into the present. Our cutoff date is a 50-year date, so we're looking at things well into the late 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And so then with this kind of context that we develop, we can then start to evaluate buildings in terms of their role and their significance in the history of the community. We're developing the historic context now, and then the next step will be writing a report that provides an analysis of this historical material.
So when do you envision being done with that, or is there a deadline associated with the project?
Well, there's always deadlines, sure. And they're always changing.
Mm-hmm.
But our goal in this case is to have the project done by the end of the year.
So the result will be a report?
Yeah, it'll be a written report, and we try to create our reports or our narratives and our assessments of significance in such a way that it is accessible to people, that it's informative and educational about the architecture in the town and what we're discovering and what, you know, what kind of perspective we're bringing to it as architectural historians. But there'll also be a database of all these properties with a range of descriptive information about them, you know, the age of them, you know, when they were built, what they're built of, you know, what type of building they are. We have about 30 or so different categories of information that we record with each building. So this becomes a kind of record of what's in the town and the basis for the analysis. And then this, the way we record this data, we can then generate maps from it so that people can better understand, or, you know, town planners can better understand where these things are, what the concentrations are, and be able to identify them based on, you know, age or other characteristics. And then we also provide recommendations for properties that we feel are worthy of continued attention or continued preservation. And there may be in districts, there are a number of hamlets in Livingston that will comprise historic districts. So, as I said, it's town-wide, so our main intent is to cover the town, but it's really at a kind of schematic level of information and identification. One of the key outcomes of this survey will be to identify significant properties and landscapes that are affected by the transmission corridor. And then, you know, through doing that, the Public Service Commission, the state, who, you know, with the licensing agency, you know, will be responsible to avoid adverse impacts to those properties based on state and federal regulations. So, but we don't get into the dollars and cents of, I mean, assessors can, you know, determine the value of those buildings and the value of properties and the value of, you know, that will be affected by it. But gotcha. From our historical perspective or a preservation perspective, that's that relates more to established state and federal rules about how projects like this deal with protecting historic resources.
Gotcha. Oh, that's interesting. So has anything stood out for you so far in your reconnaissance?
It's too early to tell. I'll have to come back in a couple of months and talk about that. But like I said, we've just completed collecting the data, mm-hmm. and I personally wasn't the one doing it. So there weren't any. My field worker probably had some revelations, but I can't report on that yet. But okay. But we're confident. We know Livingston well enough, and it's long history. And many of its finest buildings have already been identified and, you know, written about and published. The town historian Mary Howell published an excellent book on the history of Livingston, and that's something we're relying on.
Yeah.
So we're essentially taking that kind of historical information and using it to our own ends to develop this list of properties.
Great. So anything else you want to tell us about the process or
it's a process that we feel is very valuable to you know, for towns to do. And there are many towns that have done it. Or are doing it here in the Hudson Valley, where our history is very evident in terms of our built environment, our historic resources. But they're also very vulnerable. It's issues like this with a transmission line coming through that you know, raises red flags in people's awareness. But we feel this is, you know, something that needs to be done in all towns and before there's a threat or a crisis, you know, so that we're prepared to protect the things that, you know, create the places that we want to live in, that we want to value.
Well, great. Well, thanks a lot, Neil, and hopefully we can have you back on when the final report is ready and we can talk about some of the results then.
That'd be great.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Neil Larson of Larson Fisher Associates. And join me next time. Bye.
Hey, home makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
Community Power is produced for Wave Farms, WGXC 90.7 FM in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Hey, home makes you feel so funny when you're walking through a town and you got no money. Hey, home makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, well you feel so down, picking up windfalls, crawling on the ground. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, well you lose your mind if you sing this song about 100 times. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.